Thank you, sir. William Hare Wagon, chair of the Pacifica Audit Committee, starting our open session a little late. Sorry about that if anybody was waiting. And if we can have Nancy Sabar Naratomi call the roll.
Okay. KPFA, Sasha Futran. Sasha, I do not hear you. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Janet, present. Margie Wilkinson. Margie, I do not hear you. KPFK, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace, present. Myla Reason.
Here.
Myla, present. Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Jonathan, present. Dorothy Rake.
Here.
Dorothy, present. William Heerwagon from WBAI.
Present.
William, present. Frank Lefebvre. Frank, I do not hear you. KPFT, Wesley Bethune. Wesley, I do not hear you. Vanessa Patel Adams. Vanessa, I do not hear you. Nancy Sybar, not tell me myself. Yes, I'm here. Deb Shrafto. I hear you. WPSW, Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Ron is present. And Nancy Sorden.
Here.
Nancy, present. So we have Nancy, Ron, Nancy, William, Dorothy, Jonathan, Myla, Grace, and Janet. So that's nine. Nine out of 15. We have quorum.
Thank you. And now I have misplaced my agenda. Well, I can't access it right this minute. Does somebody know what the next item is?
Elect a pro tem secretary.
Okay. We don't.
Janet, point of order.
Go ahead, Janet.
I think the next item should be a report out from the executive session.
You're correct. Do I have? I don't have that on there. Oh, I have it. No, I don't have it on there. You're right. Okay. So let's do that. Let's amend. Then we can go on to the. So we did the roll call. Now we're going to do the report out. Can you do you remember or can have you?
I can read it.
Yes. Thank you.
Good. On August 9th, 2016, the PNB Audit Committee met in executive session to meet with the auditor of the fiscal year audit to discuss the draft fiscal year 2014 audit.
Thank you. And now I have it listed as election of the pro tem secretary. Nobody ever makes nominations. Any exceptions this time? So, Nancy Sabarino-Tomi, do you wish to continue as pro tem secretary?
Okay, and so if I'm secretary, we don't have to bring this up again about who's going to be pro tem, right?
Well, we do, unless we have an election.
Yeah, but you have to stay awake, Nancy. Janet, point of information.
Stay awake.
I didn't hear Nancy say again, Nancy.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I was saying we'd need to have an election to have a permanent secretary.
Okay.
We could do that next time. You could volunteer and we'll have an election.
Janet, point of information.
Janet.
So you have on the agenda something about electing a pro tem secretary. So on the next agenda would be electing a permanent secretary. Is that correct?
We could do that if Nancy wants to do that. Sure, we'll put it on there and try. Thank you.
Or, Janet, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
I move that Nancy Sabar Naratomi be elected as permanent secretary for the PNB Audit Committee.
Yeah, for the next meeting, you mean?
No, right now.
No, there's elections.
Unless she objects.
Elections require notice, so we'll put it on the next time as an election of permanent, or just secretary.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Very good.
I don't even think we need I don't think we paid much attention the last time. The 92nd timekeeper? Anybody?
This is Janet. I'll try to do it.
Thank you.
Unless somebody else is willing.
Did somebody else say something? No? Thank you, Janet. Okay, and now number 5 is, are there any objections to the agenda, which include the things we've done, agenda approval, and a report from the auditor, if any, open session, and then we adjourn. Anybody wish to move to approve the agenda?
Nancy, KGFD, so moved.
Thank you. Any objection to approving the agenda? Okay, thank you. No objection. The agenda is approved. And our only remaining item is, if the auditor, Mr. Lamb, if you want to tell us anything else in open session, if you're there. Grant, did you join the call?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay. Well, I guess you, either you're dialed in or you have some magic if you're still here. Okay. I had to dial in a new number. So do you have anything else, Grant, that you wish to convey to us?
No, I don't have any new additional add. Maybe just for the folks that weren't on the executive session, just to give a quick update on the status of the audit and where we're at with getting the audit completed. Testing is virtually complete, and we're in the final stages of wrapping up the finalizing the audit. There's a few loose ends and I's need to be dotted, T's need to be crossed before we can issue the final audit report, and we're working feverishly to get that done as soon as we can. As far as the audit opinion, we do anticipate issuing an unmodified opinion on your financial statements, which would be a clean audit report. Other than that, no other new significant items to add in addition to what was previously already discussed in detail during the executive call.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any open session oriented or questions for Mr. Lamb?
Nancy from KPFT.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I don't need to know the amount, but are there any more money that we need to pay you? Pay 2014 audit. You don't have to say the amount, but have we paid? Will there be more?
Yeah, payments have been provided on the audit, and there still will be an outstanding balance that we will need to collect after we issue the financial statements. And we will need the amount in its entirety collected before we can start on 2015 work. But to answer your question, yes, there still is an outstanding balance for 2014. And I don't have the number in my head right now.
Thank you. Okay, if there's no other questions, I'll
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Yes, but
okay.
Oh.
Janet, go ahead.
Well, let Ron go first. I mean, if he wants to.
Well, just a follow up to the previous question about money is owed, additional money is owed for the 2014 audit. So that until that money is paid, whatever that sum is, until that money is paid, you guys will not be releasing. Officially releasing the audit, is that correct?
No, we would still be able to release your 2014 report with an outstanding balance out there. We just can't start the subsequent year audit with amounts outstanding from the previous year, and that's just something that our professional standards would not allow us to do. But we can release 2014 without all amounts paid.
Thank you.
Okay, Janet, you had one more thing?
Well, I would like to move that the PNB Audit Committee approve the draft fiscal year 2014 audit, although I don't, on the other hand, I don't think that, well, that the Audit Committee is needs to approve it. But in any case, I move the BNB Audit Committee approve the draft 2014 audit.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion on that motion?
Nancy Sorden.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I just...
Grant, if you want to leave, you can leave. You can hang around and listen. But as far as I'm concerned, we're done with our Q&A.
Okay, I will be jumping off the line. I'm just keeping you apprised as to anything I should be aware of. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, who did I
Nancy
interrupt?
Nancy Sorden was speaking. Right, so approving the draft does not affect approval of the final. If we have to approve the final, we can still do that. Approving this does not affect our ability to approve the final.
I would have a comment on that. Any other comment?
This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to put forward my substitute motion.
Okay.
Should I read it?
Go ahead.
Yes. It was sent to everybody. As the Audit Committee received the draft 2014 audit report only a short time before this meeting for its approval, and as it is urgent that the audit report be approved to secure D&O insurance, therefore be it moved that the 2014 draft audit report be approved with the proviso that this approval be contingent upon a future validation of this approval to take place within 2 weeks so that members of the committee have time to review the report.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Nancy. Sabara Naratomi.
And Janet.
Okay.
Nancy Sorden.
May I make a substitute motion of Grace's substitute and just have her motion with added two words, recommend to the PNB to approve this, recommend to the PNB so that we're not directly approving it, but we're recommending to the PNB that it be approved.
I think it's within the realm of audit committee functions. We're in charge of the audit. In prior years, we've done things like accept the audit, and the auditor said approve. So, take his word for it that it will approve it.
Yeah.
And we'll forward it on to the CB. For your information, the audit committee has approved, etc.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet. That's a fact.
May I?
Yes.
So I'm addressing the substitute to the substitute, and actually I probably, instead of approve in my original motion, I should have said accept. But in any case, any provisional acceptance, approval, I think would be a problem for the circumstance in terms of timing. So I would not approve, I would not vote in favor of the substitute or the substitute for the substitute.
Okay, this is William. I think, I guess I thought I had convinced people, because nobody responded, that the extra words about sending it to the PNB for approval or something, was that what you had said, Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yes, but I'm having second thoughts now because of the they need it by Thursday, right?
Yeah, well, but what were the words you were talking? You used?
Oh, to recommend
send it to the PNB?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, that's what you recommend that the PNB approve. Now, I think that we're going to approve, and we're just going to forward it on to the PNB if we pass these motions.
I'm going to pass
I don't think, okay, I'll put you on the list. I don't think we need to change it exactly the way you said. I think we forward it to the PNB as having been approved by the audit committee.
Janet, I'd like to be on the stack again.
I think Nancy Sorden was after Janet.
I know. I'm
yes, I was.
I'm hoping that Nancy Sibarinaratomi, that you'll say, okay, we're just going to send the motion on to the PNB. And in effect, withdraw your amendment to the substitute.
Oh, do I take that back things? I thought it belongs to the committee.
Well, if you decide, if you ask to take it back, we can give it back to you without objection.
Well, at this point, can I change my mind? It's already gotten out of my mouth.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. If you're going to keep it, give me the exact wording or send it
Nancy
to us.
Nancy Sorden.
I'm going to get to you, Nancy. I'm sorry.
I'm on the same point.
So could you send us your amendment to the substitute? Nancy Sibarinaratomi?
I have not received Grace's motion yet, but maybe I have. Let me check.
Well, then at least repeat what it is you want to add.
Oh, I just came. It just came. Okay. Let's see. Where'd she go? Okay, the last paragraph, it says, therefore, be it moved that the 2014 audit draft report be approved with the proviso. Instead of be approved, how about be recommended?
Janet,
we're recommending instead of just approving.
Well, recommending is less than approving, I think. Okay, then we had, what did you want, Janet?
Okay, before me?
Go ahead, Janet.
Nancy Sorden.
Okay. Chair, may I go before Nancy? She had said I could
fine
go.
It's fine with me. That's Nancy.
Nancy Sorden says Janet can go. Okay.
Okay, so both the amendment to the substitute and the substitute refer to provisional approval or acceptance, and that would not work for the Thursday deadline. So I just wanted to say that, and I would object. I will not vote in favor of either the amendment or the substitute to the amendment.
Thank you. You finished? Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Yeah, I'm with Janet on that, and to shore that up, we are the audit committee. We are supposed to be independent from the finance committee and the PNB in, you know, like you said, being in charge of this audit. It's up to us to accept it. And the having this proviso in here and having it sent to the PNB is not necessary. This is a draft. It does not preclude, if we accept this, it does not preclude us from accepting the final one. If we accept this, we will still have time to look over what was sent to us tonight and accept the final one later, but we need this draft by Thursday, and we're not going to be able to meet again to accept it, and we have to accept it before Thursday.
Well,
and we can't have a proviso on it in order to accept it.
All right, this is Grace for the stack.
Thank you. Thank you. Grace, I'll add you to the stack. And I was adding myself, too. That's what I was going to say. And next is Ron. Ron Pitchback.
Yeah, I'm going to pass at this time. Go ahead to another participant.
Oh, okay, thank you. Janet, I had your name down. Did you want to be on the stack again? Or did I miss
your point? No, I already said what I wanted to.
Grace, your turn.
Well, receiving a draft report minutes before a meeting where we're supposed to approve it, it's kind of absurd. We haven't had time to review it. However, I do understand the urgency. I just want to ensure that some review is done of the draft report at some time in the near future. Obviously, we all have it, so we can review it individually. I don't know how authoritative what Janet is saying is. I imagine that it is an approval of a draft audit report. The insurance company might accept it with the proviso that, as I've stated it in the motion, I don't know why not. It is only, as was discussed, a draft report. However, I don't care which way we go on this. We can approve it or then revisit it. As long as we have the option to reject the final audit report if we don't consider it's worthy of being accepted, it's fine with me if we approve it tonight. With the comment that it's not the greatest to approve something we haven't read.
Janet, I'd like to be back on the stack.
I thought you might come back. Okay, Janet.
So, yes, it was kind of last minute, but the auditor did go through the document in the executive session. And yes, I agree, it should be reviewed more, but it is a draft. And, the motion is to, or the main motion is to approve or accept the draft. And we were also told that a provisional approval would not work for the deadline.
Nancy from KPFT.
Page back.
And Nancy, Sybert and I told me then wrong.
Yeah, so I reconsidered, but I don't think I can get things back. But I moved that we table what I said before and just shorten the motion that Grace has made after the word approved. And then with the proviso, all that is all. Therefore, be it moved that the 2014 draft audit report be approved, period. Then the other part, with the proviso that this approval be contingent upon a future validation of approval take place within 2 weeks, all that off. And we can make a separate motion for that.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
So what I thought I heard was the language of my original motion, not anything to do with the substitute.
I agree.
Right.
Okay, this is Grace. I have a point of information.
Okay.
All right. Janet just mentioned that we were informed that a provisional approval would not be acceptable. Who was informed, and by whom were they informed?
May I answer, or should I answer?
Yes, go on. Go ahead.
This committee was informed by the auditor.
That the insurance company would not accept a provisional? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's possible then I would withdraw my motion.
Any objection to Grace Aaron withdrawing her motion? It belongs to the committee. The committee can give it back. Any objections?
Well, Janet, may I just make a comment?
Yes.
So the issue is the deadline, the August 11th deadline when it comes to provisional. Maybe at some future time, but when it comes to August 11th, that would be a problem. I'm done.
Okay. So any objection to withdrawing that, Grace withdrawing her substitute motion? And then,
Nancy,
then it would also take Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi's with it as well. Nancy?
Yes. I move to table Nancy's motion and Grace's motion.
Janet, point of order.
Okay, Janet.
So, you can't table just part. You would end up tabling the whole thing. So, including my motion, the original motion. Either accept withdrawal of the amendment to the substitute and the substitute or whatever, or just vote on all of it.
I already asked if there were any objections to withdrawing the amendment and the substitute and the amendment to it, and I didn't hear any objections. So
Chair, point of information, Jonathan KBSA.
Consider it withdrawn. Jonathan.
So in that case, there should be a motion on the floor that's as she stated, right? It's either as she stated, which is Grace's motion ending with the word approved, or is it a previous motion? Because it sounds like
now
it's time to vote.
Grace's motion is gone, and now what's on the floor is Janet's motion, which is something like approve the 2014 draft. I don't have all the words. Did you send it right, Janet? You probably did.
Yeah, it's there.
That's what's up now. Any discussion on the main motion?
Can I call the question?
Not in committee.
Because I know which way this vote's going to go. Oh, darn.
Not in committee.
It just seems that we're all going to end up voting yes on this anyway, and perhaps move along.
Nancy from KPFT, point of information.
Yes, Nancy.
Could it be read again? Because I did not receive it from Janet. So is it like Grace's motion on the first part? Could you read it?
It's a different
Nancy
motion.
And I can read it. I have it right in front of me. It says move the PNB Audit Committee approve the draft FY 2014 audit.
Okay. If there's no any discussion on that. Okay. Are there any objections to this only remaining motion on the floor? Hearing no objections, the motion is approved. And I wish I hadn't finished so quickly. I thought I was going to say I was going to send it, advise the PNB of what we did. That's what I'll do. I don't have to put it in the motion. I'll just advise the PNB that we passed this motion. Okay, I think we're done. Anything else? Anybody have anything else before we turn?
Myla's motion was supposed to be at the end about having more time and then being able to talk with Lamb again. But
Good point. With or without a motion, I'm going to suggest that we have our already scheduled August 17th meeting, which would be what? What's today? 9th. So that's only a little over a week away. We have that as the continuation meeting. We plan that to be the continuation meeting with, or let's say another meeting, if you wish, with the auditor. I'll have to firm that up with him.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet.
Just technically, a continuation meeting is another sort of technical kind of matter. The August 17th is not a continuation meeting. It's just another meeting that we...
Right, that's right. I thought I would thank threw you. My word right. continuation. I meant
okay.
That's what I was trying to do.
Okay.
Okay. So that... Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I move that we include this old business. I mean, at the new business that will be old business on the 2017 of Myla's motion at the first of the meeting.
I thought Myla's motion would have to do with meeting again with the auditor.
Yes, that part I'm not sure. I'd like to.
That's what I'm trying.
Janet, point of order.
Let me just respond. I'm trying to say that our next meeting on August 17th, if Mr. Lamb will agree, will be our follow-up meeting, and everybody will have had over a week to read it and pose any new questions. And I don't want it to be a long meeting because, believe it or not, we pay for every minute that we talk to him. It's in their plan for the audit, but we pay for it.
Janet. Point of order.
Point of order.
So the agendas for each meeting are draft agendas. So you making a motion at one meeting for an agenda for the next meeting is not,
not
appropriate. I mean, we can recommend, but it's not, any kind of vote on anything would not really be appropriate.
Let's see. If we were planning, a question for you, Janet, if we were planning now to have a meeting next month with the auditor, couldn't we do that? Just like I called
When you want me to respond, okay. Let me know.
Yes.
Just, planning a meeting with the auditor next month, for example, is one thing, but setting up the actual agenda is a separate thing.
Okay, so I'm going
to... Draft agenda. It's really a draft agenda until the meeting itself that then approves the agenda for the meeting.
Set up a draft agenda for August 17th that will include... If he agrees, if Grant Lamb agrees, we'll have him in both the closed and possibly open, or maybe just, closed, because we don't want to do open session questions in closed session. So we'll see if we can get him again on the 17th, that everybody will have time to come up with their questions. And that's going to be a draft agenda, as Janet suggests.
It's not based on a motion from this meeting.
Right.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay, I think we're adjourned. Thank you so much for participating. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Bye. Good night. Bye.